dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Eastern ESPN HD. Kansas City Chiefs today gave up on Larry Johnson, released running back who had been suspended after using gay slurs in public rants a couple of weeks ago. The major college basketball season begins tonight with the defending national champion North Carolina Tar Heels hosting Isaiah Thomas' new charge, the Florida International Golden Panthers. Major League Baseball general managers convene their annual meetings today in Chicago. Trades can reasonably be expected. Phillies have declined their $5.5 million option on third baseman Pedro Feliz. Same thing for the Red Sox and shortstop Alex Gonzalez. Tennis, the ATP World Finals at London up for grabs next week. Harris Masters currently underway.
The all-new Vizio XVT series. Powerful technology from Vizio, America's HDTV company. To learn more, log on to Vizio.com.
This year, give the gift they'll appreciate for years to come. The acclaimed Bose Wave Music System. It's elegantly small, with sound that brings new life to music. Forbes FYI says it sounds like a system that costs five times more. And it's available with an optional multi-CD changer for hours of uninterrupted music. To order the Wave Music System for that special person on your list, visit Bose.com/enjoy or call 1-800-485-2476. To make it a gift they'll enjoy even more, order it together with a multi-CD changer by December 31st and save $100. Try them in your own home for 30 days, risk-free. Visit Bose.com/enjoy or call 1-800-485-2476 and ask about easy financing options with no interest charges from Bose. The Wave Music System and Multi-CD Changer. The gift that makes special occasions even more special. 1-800-485-2476.
They didn't have what it takes to be astronauts. They don't fit the foreign diplomat mold. Their computer science careers were cut short. And the banking world still blanches at the mere mention of their names. But when it comes to sports in Central Nebraska, they know their stuff. And so without further ado, mostly because we're out of it, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation presents The Doug and Danny Show.
Give you one spot Nebraska has an advantage, that's a place kicker. Alex Henry, obviously a little bit better than Tress Way, a redshirt freshman.
This is going to be, from the left-footed Tress Way, a 46-yard attempt. Snap is down, the kick is on its way, it's high enough, long enough, and the kick is no good, he missed it.
I'll give you one spot Nebraska has an advantage, that's a place kicker. Alex Henry, obviously a little bit better than Tress Way, a redshirt freshman, if it came down to a big kick in this football game.
In a left-footed kicker's way. Snap down. The kick is on it. Kick is blocked. The Huskers block the kick. It flutters into the end zone. So two misses for Oklahoma's kicker, Tress Way.
Back to throw is Landry Jones. Has some time. Steps and throws. Passes. Picked off. Prince of Mukamara. 20. 15. Prince is spinning around at the 12-yard line. Still on his feet. 10. 5. And gets it driven down to the 1-yard line. And the Huskers have it at the 1 of the Sooners.
High formation. Robinson dots the eyes. Zach Lee at quarterback. Zach turns. Play action fake. Back in the pocket. Sets throw. In the flat, passes, caught, touchdown! Ryan Hill pulls it in, and the Huskers have jumped in front of the Sooners, 6-0.
Turn, they hand it off again to Roy Hill, off the left side, he's got a block, Purdy, Roy to the 40-yard line, Roy stumbling to the 50, cutting back, 45, 40, weaving his way, 30, 25, 20, 15, hit from behind and knocked down about the 11-yard line. What a run of 62 yards by Roy Hill.
Back in the pocket, steps up, getting rushed, getting hit, getting dropped for the 25, he'll lose six more, Jared Crick! Gets another sack. His ninth of the year and his sixth in 2 weeks.
Back to throw is Landry Jones. Sets, throws over the middle, overthrows, intercepted. Matt O'Hanlon with a pick. 30. O'Hanlon 35. Slides through a tackle. 40. Midfield. O'Hanlon down the far boundary. Finally knocked out of bounds to the 45. The second INT of the game. And for Matt O'Hanlon, his second pick of the season.
This will be a 29-yard attempt for Alex Henry. Perfect from this distance. interceptions in his career. Good snap. Henry's field goal try is good. And Nebraska has stretched that lead to 10-3.
I'll give you one spot. Nebraska has an advantage. That's a place kicker. Alex Henry, obviously a little bit better than Tress Way, a redshirt freshman, if it came down to a big, big kick in this football game.
This is going to be a 42-yard attempt for Tress Way. Ball in the far hash. Good snap. Hold the kick sailing toward the uprights. And the kick is no good. He missed it again. Jones gets the snap. Goes downfield. Pass intercepted. Matt O'Hanlon's second interception of the day. Landry Jones overthrew the intended receiver. And there was O'Hanlon for the pick. Hold on the near side. Jones holding, holding, looking, throwing ball, deflected, intercepted, picked off by the Huskers, picked off by Philip Diller, the Tulsa, Oklahoma native with the INT, and the Huskers now 231 from an upset victory over number 20 Oklahoma. Second and 10, 36 seconds left. Jones gets a snap, rolls to the right side, has some time, throws it downfield, kind of a Hail Mary throw down there. He's got a man out there. The pass, though, is going to be intercepted, picked off by Matt O'Hanlon. He got that one. His third of the game, and the Huskers are going to beat number 20, Oklahoma. One more snap is all it's going to take. One snap and a knee, and this game will be over, and the Huskers are going to pick up a huge win against Oklahoma. And that should do it. The Sooners out of timeouts, and Nebraska has beaten OU for the first time since 2001.
And good morning, everyone. It's a lot happier Monday here on the Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us. Of course, all of the play-by-play from the Husker Sports Network and Greg Sharp. A great, great win for the Huskers on Saturday. As predicted by Daddy and I, you were very close. No safeties in the game, though. And had everything kind of gone the way it should have, I was looking at 20-9. You make two of those three missed field goals, and we get it in instead of the fumbled pitch from Lee to Halu. And we can, and then Henry actually finally missed one, snapped his 25-game winning streak.
But very, very clever. Very clever using that little quip. You didn't put it in there when he missed the field goal.
I don't know why.
Stump.
I don't
screech.
Know. Well, folks, I'm just, you know, a little pat on the back for Tony, a little pat on the back for me, a little pat on the back for the Doug and Daddy Show. We can bring in anybody you want to break down the game. But if we didn't nail this puppy right on the head all week long, I don't know what you wanted. I don't know what you wanted. And there are already naysayers out there, but I'm going to tell you what, it doesn't matter. It's the same thing that happened to Nebraska against Iowa State happened to Oklahoma against Nebraska on Saturday. So whatever it took, Nebraska won that football game. It would not be that way if you just looked at the stat sheet. Oklahoma 23 first downs to 7 rushing yards. Nebraska won that one 141 to 80 passing yards, 245 to 39 in the football game in favor of Oklahoma, who outyarded Nebraska 325 to 180. But it was the turnovers and Landry Jones. Tony, I want to ask you right now. It is so, Colt McCoy is so far and away the best football player in the Big 12 from the quarterback position. He'll be your offensive player of the year, it looks like. Considering where we were at the beginning of the Big 12 season, rank the quarterbacks and then tell me where you're going to put Nebraska's at.
Well, they're dead last, period.
Landry Jones is worse? Is better? Landry Jones is better?
I don't know. You look at the passing yards, I guess. You know,
horrible. And yay for Matt O'Hanlon, but center field, pop flies right to him. He made a nice play on one of them. Two were right to him. It doesn't matter. Nebraska wins this football game 10-3. We'll talk a lot about that on the show today. Also, Mondays with Merck and Morris. You know, you make the D2 playoffs and it just throws everything off. We are expected to be joined by Daryl Morris sometime in this hour, but, you know, the NCAA rules your world when you're into their playoffs, and so they're in some meetings right now, and we will effort Coach Morris and Paul Merkowitz. A strange game there. Concordia really gave them all they wanted, and the defense scoring is what helped Hastings avoid that upset that seems to happen to them every single year. Northwestern of Iowa got beat. That helps their chances. Hastings wins next week. They should be in the playoffs, no doubt about it, but Midland Lutheran at home. So we'll talk with both of those guys. UNK plays Saginaw Valley State out of Michigan, 12 noon on Saturday, and a little applause there for UNK because I was worried about when they were going to set that kickoff time. No need to buck heads with a 2:30 game for Big Red. noon gives you a chance to catch all of or majority of whichever one you want to, you know, you want to watch all of it. You're going to catch a majority of the other one anyway. So at home, Saturday, 12 noon, tickets go on sale. More information expected to come out later today when they get done with all their meetings. But the big story, obviously, and we'll get to state football playoffs and state volleyball. A lot of things went on over the weekend. The NFL. Hey, Eric, don't ever send another email to this show talking about Iowa Hawkeye football. I'm sorry. Once the quarterback went out, it was over. That game was over in the first half when their starter went down, and the Sports Illustrated jinx comes in again. Oh. Bad football somewhat in the NFL yesterday. Good football. How about them Cowboys? They've won four in a row, and they've actually looked pretty decent doing it. But, Tony, the story is Nebraska football, and the Huskers get the win. They get it with Zach Lee. People, and I'm right there with you. I don't know what the difference would have been between what Cody Green and Zach Lee would have done in that football game, but we're already hearing rumors that it just wasn't happening in the skull of Cody Green, is that he may have asked to come out of that football game.
I don't see how that would have been. The quarterback position has got to be, well, it's at the forefront of the issues right now because they're just getting zero production, no matter who it is right now. How, and this has been an ongoing deal, how can the offense change as dramatically as it has from last year to this year? And you single out Peterson and Swift to receivers. We've got one playmaker right now, and that's Alou. Without him, what do we have?
Well, Tony, as I've beat into the head of anybody that'll listen since the day that he got banged up, if we can't run the ball, we're not going to win. And we did it good enough to hold on to the ball for a while, despite Oklahoma getting 87 plays of offense in this football game. Haley rushes for 141 yards on 20 cracks, and I don't care if one of them was 63. That's still a pretty good production, 19 for 80 yards in this football game. And if you get it enough, and 20 is not an overabundance of carries, you're going to pop a good one. And he had a couple of nice ones, and that's the bottom line. Unfortunately, Nebraska didn't cash in on that 63-yarder. But
didn't the nice ones all come from the I formation? With one wide out when we had people running a fullback and a lead blocker and getting a hat on a linebacker and to spring him?
And the crazy thing is, Oklahoma knew we were going to run the ball. We had some success. And then when we did go to the fullback in the fourth quarter trying to grind it out, everybody was up there, and Nebraska was actually probably gaining more yards per rush in the fourth quarter than they were the rest of the football game.
You're exactly right, Doug. I think that you look back at how good this defense is.
And thus you say that again.
How good is this defense? Because to be able to put a stranglehold on Oklahoma's offense, I know they've struggled at times this year, but still, Broyles is a playmaker, going to make an awful lot of money on Sundays. What, you know, without Gresham in there, they've still got two damn good running backs. And Phillip Dillard. Hats off to Phillip Dillard, who found himself in the doghouse with the coaches and has come so far to make the one-on-one plays he was able to make on those two guys on the outside simply amazing.
Well, I don't think Phillip Dillard's ability was ever questioned here, was it, Tony? But if you're not going to work out and you're not going to show up and you're not going to do what you're supposed to, you're not going to be a part of the football team. And once he realized that, look what happened.
Yeah, just a 180-degree turn for him. But, Doug, I think doing one-on-one on the outside, that had to open up some scouts' eyes on Sunday, didn't it?
Well, you hope so. You hope so. And Matt O'Hanlon, great football game.
Crick.
Sue, a great football game. They all played so outstanding. But Matt O'Hanlon, he's going to get the game ball on this one.
Yeah, he's going to get the game ball. Should get three game balls, actually. But Doug, go back to the offense. We've still, Slauson and Murtha, they were only there about half the time a year ago. Our offensive line hasn't changed that dramatically from a year ago. Yes, Peterson and Swift, are they the reason? Well, the tight ends are all still there. We don't utilize them. Is Joe Gans that much better of a quarterback? There's, you know, after the Oklahoma game, there should be this feeling of elation and joy, and we beat a team that no one said we would beat at the start of the season. There's not that feeling, is there? It's holy Lord, we got a long ways to go on that offensive side of the ball if we're going to get back and try and win some kind of championship.
Well, let's go to the Dent Popper inbox. Dent Popper, home of the Armor Lining. They can take care of your vehicle before the winter weather sets in, and then it's just not as pretty once that all gets going along. At the Dent Popper on the bricks of the downtown Kearney Center, the Dent Popper inbox address, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Ryan chimes in, guys, I don't think if we had Tommy Frazier and Lawrence Phillips back there, we could have done any better. I don't think the problems lie within the players. Look at how bad everybody thought our defensive talent was, and look at them now. Bottom line, Sean Watson doesn't have a clue. It was a conservative game plan. I chalk this up to a totally different football game than anything that Nebraska will have planned in the future and have planned so far this season.
I think you're right on that. I don't think they ever went outside the box. We threw down the field once, correct? One time we fired the ball down the field. One time in the entire in the entire game. I don't understand that at all, and we'll have to see. If you go back to the start of the game, Cody goes in there, 15-yard penalty. It's first and 25. The second possession they come out, it's first and 20. The third possession they come out, it's first and 20. Okay, he doesn't convert a first down. They get the ball at the 1-yard line and send Zach in. I hate to break it to you, Zach or Cody, one of them was going to get the ball in from the. I don't think it mattered who the quarterback was. One of them is going to get the ball in. It doesn't matter from the 1-yard line.
I haven't seen Cody Green throw a ball a touch yet. But it also tells you that Nebraska doesn't think they can gain 1 yard.
I haven't seen Cody Green hit somebody in the side of the helmet either with a pitch in the 6-yard line either.
Let's go back to the Dent Popper inbox here. Greg Carney says, question, I wonder if they'll put an extra security detail on the Sooner Schooner. Answer, if not, I'm holding that baby hostage. Laces out! Regards, Tressway. Thanks, Greg. Appreciate that. That's awesome.
Those suggestions set either Zach or Cody up with Kate Hudson. Well, it certainly worked well for the Yankees. You're right on that, Craig. You're right on that. Might relax him, might make him play a little bit better. I don't know. The quarterback position just seems to be so abysmal right now. And I'm not standing up saying, I have no idea who will start on Saturday. I suppose it will be Lee. But I have no idea what direction you would go at this point. You look at the production. It's sickening. And now we've replaced your famous screen pass that made you so mad. And now we've got the shuttle pass. We found that this week.
There you go. That's the deal, huh?
That's the deal. We found the shuttle pass.
Fire your emails off to the Dent Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. And we would love to get to your email. 1-888-455-ESPN. 1-888-455-ESPN. Oh, the intelligence level in this room continues to amaze me. Should we take a break?
Let's talk
some UNK football. All right, let's take a break. When we come back, UNK playoff football, Hastings College. Stay with us.
And now here's another insightful comment from a Doug and Daddy listener.
Sellouts, that's what they are, the dirty sellouts for the almighty dollar.
And that's why you so seldom hear listener comment solicitations on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Has the value of your investment portfolio declined? Of course it has. Are you nervous or concerned about your portfolio and your current advisor relationship? Of course you are. Enough is enough. It's time for a change. It's time for an unbiased second opinion. Hi, I'm Matt Westfall with Centerpoint Wealth Management in Grand Island. At Centerpoint Wealth, we use 3 independent resources to analyze your holdings. We evaluate performance, annual cost, company overlap, and standard deviation. If you've reached the enough is enough stage, it's time. It's time for a serious critique. Bring us your statements, and we'll deliver an analysis that you can use right now. Call 398-1174 or visit our website at centerpointwealth.com. That's C-E-N-T-R-E, pointwealth.com.
Securities offered through Securities America Incorporated, member FINRA SIPC. Advisory services offered through Securities America Advisors Incorporated. Centerpoint Wealth Management and Securities America companies are not affiliated.
Have you noticed a change in your hearing? If so, then see ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center. Our university-trained audiologists can customize hearing aid products to fit your needs, lifestyle, and budget. We continuously update our product line to offer our patients the latest advances in hearing aid technology. To learn more about the hearing aid products and services we provide, visit us at entphysiciansofkearney.com. Caring for our community one patient at a time, we're ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
Hi, folks. This is Darrell Waltrip, NASCAR champion and the proud owner of a geothermal heating and cooling system from Water Furnace. You know, I learned a long time ago that to be a winner, well, you got to have the best machine and the best team. That's why my new home is heated and cooled by Water Furnace Geothermal. It's clean, reliable, economical, and here's the best part. It's made in the USA. Now, in my book, that's a winning combination. So call your local Water Furnace dealer today.
We don't cut corners, Fidelity Heating and Air.
I'm a mudflap from JTM Products. I guess I shouldn't be complaining about my job. It's my job to get... It's a dirty job, but at least JTM Products has the knowledge and know-how to make me look pretty. Oh, boy!
Have JTM Products customize your mudflaps. All sizes, cars, trucks, semis, and minivans. A great gift for car buffs. JTM Products can even do custom design and sizes of mudflaps, too. Always affordable prices. Call JTM Products today. 308-338-FLAP. Online at jtmproducts.com.
The state high school football playoffs continue with quarterfinal action in Class C and D Tuesday on our network of stations and the World Wide Web at ESPNSuperstation.com. It starts Tuesday afternoon at 3:30 with Hastings St. Cecilia hosting Crofton on 1230 KHAS. Right here on ESPN Radio, Amherst travels to Palmer at 5:30. On Classic Hits 98.9 FM, it will be Pleasanton hosting Sargent at 6, and the Breeze 94.5 has Overton at Gilder at 7. The state playoffs continue Tuesday right here.
We'll see considerable cloud cover and some breaks of sun in spots today with a slight chance of a shower developing with highs of 56. Winds will turn to the east at 5 to 15. We'll then drop back to 33 for a low tonight. I'm weather meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 52.
Back to the Doug and Daddy Show. We go to the Dent Pop Red Box. Terry from Kearney says, were you guys watching a different game? Dillard couldn't even cover Murray out of the backfield and quit making excuses for Cody. Thanks, Terry.
Yeah, you're right. If Kansas doesn't throw to the eye back like 15, 20 times on Saturday, I will be surprised. Nebraska has to shore that up big time. But what has happened to Kansas? Holy moly. Folks, we'll talk about this later in the week, but Vegas was all over these things. Why was Nebraska only a 4.5-point dog? Well, that's why. Why was Kansas only a 2-point favorite over Kansas State? Well, that's why. Why did the line go down in the Iowa-Northwestern game? That's why. Insane. It's insane is what's going on.
Well, what happened those two Sundays ago, you pissed them off. Now they come with a vengeance.
Nebraska, 3-point favorite against Kansas Saturday, 2:30 on ABC. And we're crossing our fingers because they're going to announce the Kansas State time this week. We want early. We want an early start time. Let's talk UNK football, Daddy, because for the third time in school history, the Lopers are headed off to the Division II playoffs after their 30-21 win over Mesa State on Saturday. Another big day from our man, Rustin Dring. It was 186 yards in this football game. And now they head on to the playoffs against Saginaw Valley State. And Daryl Morris, they're picking all conference at this time and also doing some work for Division II. So, Daryl, unable to join us. But, Tony, you know what? We looked for about 8 or 10 coaches, and we finally found one.
Hey, assistant vice chancellor and wide receiver coach Grant Mulring joins us. We're pleased to have Grant on. Grant, how are you?
I appreciate the introduction, gentlemen.
Well, Coach, obviously, you can say what you want, but the coaches have to be almost as excited as the players on that long bus ride home, knowing that you'd locked up a playoff berth and that the goals, you know, you win the RMAC, you go to the playoffs. This is what it was all about.
Oh, absolutely. 10 wins is a school record for UNK. It hasn't happened in 104 years of football here at the university. So kids were excited about that, knowing that we won the conference outright, and we didn't have to share it with anybody, especially the team we just beat. So they were excited, and it was kind of on pins and needles as to who we would play in the playoffs because of Minnesota State Mankato getting upset. But it came down just kind of like we wanted it to. We'll get Saginaw in the first round here at Kearney, and you know, we're excited about that. We've watched them several games on film already, and then if things work out in our favor, then we'll end up at Duluth the next week. So things worked out in our favor.
Grandy, take us back to Saturday. You guys played against a hungry football team, wanted to make a statement, and really wanted to ruin your season.
Absolutely. You know, it was senior day for them. It was, you know, a year ago at our place, we hung 60-some points on them, and they were kind of upset about that, and they came out and played very well. You know, we were up 17-0 at half, but the third quarter they kind of got things figured out, and they played hard. You know, their defense is one of the top three defenses in the conference, and we knew that going in, so, you know, we were tickled to score 30 on them.
Grant, when you go back at 17-0, you guys are cruising along, and then it was a couple weird plays which really helped them get back in the football game.
Yeah, you know, coming out of the gate, they got the ball in the third quarter, and we had them, you know, third and long, third and 18 or third and 16, and Coach Croc dialed up a blitz. We ended up having two guys run into each other instead of running into the quarterback, and they throw a seam route for about 50 yards down to the 15-yard line, and we're able to punch it in for their first score. We couldn't get anything going on the offense there that first drive, and then they got the ball back and a broken play and threw a long touchdown pass right over our corner's head, and the receiver made a nice play, and before you knew it, it was 17-14, and I don't know that there was doubt setting in, but the offense kind of decided we were going to have to punch one more in, so we took care of business.
Well, let's go to the Den Popper inbox. We've got an email here. It says, Grant, can we get some film on the two guys that ran into each other, signed Al Davis?
I'm not going to release the names. It was an internal investigation. We'll keep it internal.
Coach, we were joking with you during the break, and we talk about this with Daryl almost every week. There's one or two guys, three guys that are always doing the job defensively. Ethan Kuhlman, he's the new guy. I mean, there's always a new guy. I mean, they're consistently maybe making the 3, 4, 5 stops that they need to, but then all of a sudden somebody jumps up and leads your team in tackles and hadn't done it all year. We're into the 11th game of the year, and I got the name Ethan Kuhlman.
Yeah, well, that's a tribute to the defensive coaches and the defensive players. I mean, you know, we're scheming each week, and this week it was the linebackers that had a good week. Eric Sheely played well. Ethan Kuhlman played well, getting to the football. And it obviously helps that we're playing a team that likes to run the ball, so your linebackers are going to play a little bit more of a factor than, say, against Colorado Mines, where they're going to throw it 55 times a game. So Ethan played well. He's a redshirt freshman for us, and he's been a starter all year when he's been healthy, and he turned her on the other day.
Graham Mulring joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Coach, you rushed the ball 264 yards. I'm going to say you do that Saturday, you're going to advance.
You know, that's a fair assessment. Saginaw is, they're only giving up about 100 yards rushing on the season on the ground. So it's going to be tough for us to rush the ball on them. They're kind of playing a little bit more of a smash-mouth conference. So they're accustomed to seeing that. But I think with our spread offense, we'll get the guys in the right spot. And hopefully if we can get 29 to cut loose and rip off about 150, we'll be in good shape.
Well, we were talking about Rustin Dring. He has a chance to be the RMAC Player of the Year today.
Yeah, I would anticipate that he would have a pretty good shot at that. There isn't anybody in our conference that can play football like him, in my opinion.
Let's go back on. Everybody wants to know about Saginaw Valley State. Tell us everything you know about this football team so far.
Well, they've got two losses. One early in the year was to Grand Valley, who was number one ranked at the time. Grand Valley runs a spread offense, which is kind of an uncommon thing for that conference. Grand Valley put it to them 38-7, and then they also lost here about 3 or 4 weeks ago to Northern Michigan on kind of the last play of the game. Northern Michigan was more of a smash-mouth team, so they've been beaten both ways. They've got some good wins. There's some good teams in that conference. They got the nation's leading tackler at linebacker, John Jacobs, so we're going to have to account for him. And I know that I visited with Coach Croc this morning, and they've got kind of run a spread offense similar to ours, run some zone read, and their quarterback's very mobile, kind of a bigger kid. And it looks like people in their conference have a tough time tackling him, so we're going to have to account for him as well.
Grant, obviously people out there, when we announced that they were dialing up the all-conference teams, how many players do you envision getting on that team?
I don't know. It depends on if we made anybody mad in the conference this year. You know, we're going to have a lot of guys on defense, I'll tell you that much, because everybody in our conference struggled against our guys. And then offensively, it's kind of pick your poison. I would, obviously, Rustin, Jake's going to be on a team at some level, second or third team, I would think, behind the Pesek kid. And then, obviously, our offensive line is the best in the conference, so I would look for Jack Hyatt to make it again, and then Orion and those type of guys, and then we'll see if we can't sneak Kaiser onto it again.
Grant Mulring joins us here for just another second. Coach, I think any one of the coaches could take a stab at answering this question, but UNK has not won a home playoff game here. They're trying to get a win in D2. It seems like the first two times they went in,
overmatched, I guess, would be the word for it. Although competitive, that does not seem to be the feeling as we get ready for this football game.
I would say definitely. We've got a shot. And, you know, any time you play anybody in the playoffs, you've got a shot. But I think Coach Morris's kind of opinion yesterday was that he was tickled pink to play Saginaw and to get him down here, especially after we watched film. And his comment was, you know, we've probably got a better shot than we've had in the last two times we've been in the playoffs. So we're excited to see if we can't put together something to make a little run here. But we think the pieces are in place for us to go after them.
Minnesota, Duluth, and Grand Valley State, what, the last three national champions? Is that right?
Yeah, something like that. Yep.
So an easy region.
Oh, piece of cake. Get past the first one, you're on cruise control.
Grant, hey, thanks for giving us some time. We'll look forward to seeing you Saturday. And I know this will be a big, big Saturday for the community. I'm sure you guys will have the kids ready. Best of luck.
All right, thanks, guys.
Take care. Grant Mollering, assistant coach with UNK, filling in for Coach Daryl Morris on this Monday, who is trying to pick all-conference teams and get ready for the D2 playoffs. We will get Coach on before the end of the week. But, yeah, they're in, and they're hosting in probably the toughest region in the country.
Yeah, Minnesota, Duluth, the 1 seed, Grand Valley State, the 2 seed in there. You look around North Alabama, a team is perennial there. Central Washington, Northwest Missouri State, of course, always there as well.
Tony, let me put it on the line here. Your opinion and your thoughts, being the Loper fan, the sports fan that we are, how much does UNK need to win this game to, A, validate their season, validate the conference, and B, when I say validate the conference, so it doesn't look like the Armac, who didn't have the greatest season in the world, didn't just feed another lamb to the wolves.
Well, I think that'd be such a different case if Shadron hadn't done it the last couple of years. I think Shadron's taken care of validating Armac football from a national perspective with the runs they were able to make and at least the points they were able to score and the competitive nature that they were able to play playoff games. You know, this is a different year. I think you know when you see a Texas A&M Kingsville. And you go, oh, in the last 5 years, these guys have sent 38 people to the NFL. You know, Pittsburgh State going, oh, they're fully funded. They got 36 scholarships.
Northwest Missouri State.
You know, those teams, you're going, oh, man, this is a real uphill battle. Saginaw Valley State, I've heard they are fully funded, but I believe their limit in that conference is 24 or 26 scholarships. So they don't have that extra 10, from what I'm told, at this point. So it should be a very, very competitive game. Plus, you got them at home. I think that's huge. Now, they're going to fly in here, and the NCAA will fly them in here. Any game over 500 miles, they'll fly that visiting team in here. They're on the road a long ways away from home. I got to expect all of 34 fans to show up for them. I think the community of Kearney will step up, represent, and should be a hell of a game on Saturday.
I think it's huge. It's huge. You want to take the next step. You want to be able to bring in recruits. You want to, especially when you're not fully scholarshiped out. You need to be able to get the kids from the Northwest Missouri State, from the UNO, from the Shadron State. You need them to come to Kearney to win football games and not just to make the playoffs. I mean, yeah, you want to win the RMAC. That is the number one goal every year. But then get into the playoffs, show that you can be competitive on a national level, which is tough considering some of the obstacles that these guys have to go up against.
By the way, Texas A&M Kingsville, a 4 seed. In that other regional, so they're sitting in the same spot as Kearney, essentially in another regional. So, Fayetteville State, Edinburgh. I'm just trying to name some teams that people might sound familiar in Division II football. Minnesota State, Mankato, also on the opposite side of Kearney in their own quad.
The new ranking should be coming out at any time here today. So UNK will host Saginaw Valley. The winner goes to Minnesota Duluth the following Saturday. They just play every Saturday, so that's not hard to remember. Minnesota State, Mankato will host Hillsdale. The winner of that goes to Grand Valley State. Other number one seeds, North Alabama, West Liberty, and Central Washington. Yeah, West Liberty.
You're fine.
Who? What? Huh? What are you talking about? Really?
where would they be out?
So there you go. Best of luck to UNK, and hopefully next Monday we're talking about a win, and hopefully next Monday we're also talking about a playoff appearance for the Hastings College football team in our Mondays with Merck and Morris. But today it was Mollering and Merck. You know, Merck and Mollering. That's okay. We kept the M factor. That's why we roll here. And head football coach at Hastings College, Paul Merkowitz, joins us this morning. Coach, good morning.
Good morning.
28-18 over Concordia. Let's break this one down. The defense steps up, has a huge day, a couple of really big scores on their side. But I think the overlying factor, we touched on it last week, is that you might not have had your best effort, but you didn't get upset on Saturday.
No, you know, and that's the thing that we kind of knew as a staff, that we wanted to play four quarters, and then we did not participate for the first quarter and maybe a half. And then Mackenzie Hemgee, the interception back, taken back for a touchdown, because they were going in for a score to go up. It would be 18 to nothing at that point. And then we scored three times within the first 5 minutes of the third quarter. Defense caused a fumble, got a big pass, and then interception for a touchdown, and then Maurice made a heck of a run. And so we felt pretty good at that point, but it was a long, like I said, first two quarters, that's for sure.
Coach, for the first time in a while, I think it's safe to say, didn't rush the ball as effectively as you want.
No, not at all. And there was some of the things that they were doing, and we didn't throw the ball very well either. I think offensively, we just, everything we tried to do was we struggled with. I think we ran the ball well late. As bad as the stats were, they were even worse in the first half. In the second half, we got some nice plays, and then we were able to run out the clock in the fourth and really, kind of handle the line of scrimmage, but did not start very well. You know, it's one of those things, and we talk about it. I know I hear you guys talk about it too. You know, when you come off that bye week, you think you're ready, and I think the kids wanted to play, and I think they thought they were ready. Concordia was so much faster than we were in the first quarter, and it just took us such a long time to get going.
Talking with Paul Merkowitz, the head football coach at Hastings College here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Troy Hubert did come back. Was a lot of that rust?
You know, I think so, and I think it also was a little bit of just forgetting about managing the game, and I think that happens. You know, he'd been off for a while, and, some of the throws that we made that were picked off were very uncharacteristic the way he's been playing. And when we met yesterday and watched film, we talked about it, and it was just we threw the ball up for grabs in situations that we hadn't done that before, and it just puts our defense in such bad situations. But not a problem and not anything that I'm, really concerned about with him. I think he's going to be fine.
All things are going to be cleaned up, though, Coach?
I hope so. I think, we can do what we need to do this week and get ourselves ready. Midland, man, they are a big physical crew, and it's going to be a heck of a challenge for us on Saturday.
Coach, with the way things fell on the GPAC this week, a win should get the job done, but it's not going to be an easy task, as you stated.
No, and like I said, they're very similar to what they were a year ago with personnel, and that was really as physical of a game. I was talking to one of the coaches here. We're going to kick off at 1 o'clock, and my guess is you can be where you're going to need to be by 2:45, because they're going to want to run the ball, and we're going to want to run the ball, and it's just going to be the team that can make more plays, and I think the team that can take care of the football is going to come out on top.
Paul, let me ask you this, because it happens in just about every level of coaching. You're going to run the ball, but you're not going to go zero pass attempts. Going in, do you know that, hey, on drive two, this is where we're going to run this certain pass play, or do you absolutely have to wait and see how the first half bangs up? As you draw up what you want to run through the air, how does that come into a game where you're going to run it 75?
Yeah, it's a great question. It really comes down to, and it's really tough for us to prepare, because we run a little bit different of an option offense that other people aren't. So we got to see what they're going to do. And in the last four games, we've gone in with a preparation of a particular defense, and we've seen something totally different. So it does change some of that a little bit, and it forces the kids to kind of, be on their toes as they go along. But, there's some things. I think we're going to have to throw the football. I don't think that we can just sit there and just bang heads all day. And our play-action pass has been very good for us, over the last couple of weeks, and so it's going to need to be as well on Saturday.
Paul, I mean, Doug alluded to it. Do the kids fully understand that, hey, we win, we're in, and we take care of this one?
Well, we talked about it a little bit for the first time. We talked about it on Sunday. I kind of explained to them the rules. Outside of one other coach on staff, none of these guys have been to the NAI playoffs. And so we kind of went through how the whole process works and what happens. And it's not necessarily a win and in type deal. I think we've got a good chance if we do win. But it has happened in the past year where we've gone 8-2 and not gotten in. So, you talk about it, it's really nice to have the conversation, but, we still have to win the game, and our guys have been really, really good at being concerned with just taking care of business and being prepared that way.
Paul, we've touched just a tad bit on Midland. What is the biggest concern with this football team?
Their offensive line. I think they're as big as we've seen, and that includes Sioux Falls. I think that they have outstanding running backs. They've got a quarterback that really runs the option well, very, very quick. They don't throw the ball a lot, not to say that we're not going to have to play pass defense, but we really have to establish the line of scrimmage on that side of the ball. And you know, that's been the thing that we've done a very nice job with all year, and so we're hoping that we can continue to do that. And you know, and then like I said, offensively, we gotta get our defense off the field. You know, against Concordia, you look at the stats, we gave up a lot of yards, but man, was our defense on the field all day long, and we've got to get them off the field if they're going to physically be able to handle it for four quarters.
Paul, who's their playmaker?
You know, they've got, I think it starts with their quarterback, the Faulkner kid. I think he's a junior. He's a real athletic kid. But, you know, Brandon Brooks and Eric Hart are tailbacks that scare us. And, you know, they got a couple of receivers as well. So, I mean, there's plenty there, for them to distribute the ball to. So we just got to make sure we account for everybody.
Man, it's a big weekend in football. Nebraska controls their destiny in the North. UNK is in the D2 playoffs, and Hastings can get in with a win against Midland at home. It's a big, big game. And, Paul, we look forward to talking to you Monday again. Best of luck, and we'll talk to you then.
Thanks a lot, guys.
Paul Merkowitz, head football coach at Hastings College. Big one, folks. Get off your duffs. Go support. It's going to be a great weekend. We need to take a break. A ton of emails on the Huskers. We'll have them after this.
And now, here's another in our series of things that happened during the Doug and Danny Show commercial breaks that you can be glad you didn't hear.
Well, stop licking yourself. That's disgusting.
Makes you look forward to the breaks, doesn't it?
Hi, it's Colin Cowherd. These days, we use our computers for just about everything, and for good reason. It works. Online banking, shopping. Now, with Stamps.com, you can even print official U.S. postage right from your computer. It's easy and it's convenient. You'll never have to wait in line at the post office again. Here's why I love Stamps.com. You can print postage for all your letters and all your packages using your own computer and printer. No special hardware to buy, nothing to lease or rent. Plus, Stamps.com even has discounts you can't get at the post office. I've been recommending Stamps.com to everybody. Right now, they have a special offer. It's a no-risk trial plus a $100 bonus offer, including $45 of free postage. More free postage. All you do is use my name, Colin. Go to Stamps.com today. Don't wait. Before you do anything else, click on the radio mic top of the homepage, enter Colin. Easier, convenient, print U.S. postage right from your own computer. Stamps.com.
Tonight, it's an AFC showdown when Kyle Orton and the Denver Broncos host Ben Roethlisberger and the Pittsburgh Steelers. Hi, this is Mark Malone of Westwood One. Join Marv Albert, Warren Moon, and me in the Mile High City for all the action. Can the Broncos rebound from their first defeat of the season, or will the defending champs make it two straight losses for the first-year head coach Josh McDaniels? Tune in to find out. If it's Monday Night Football, it's right here.
Broncos-Steelers tonight on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Need health coverage? Now you can get the best of both. Personal service from your local Farm Bureau agent and a health plan from a company you know and trust. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska. Call today and find out about the great rates and great coverage available through your Farm Bureau agent. Among the many benefits, Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska members enjoy fast and accurate processing of their claims. Farm Bureau agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers are proud to serve the Kearney area. Call them today at 234-4922. That's 308-234-4922 to learn more about affordable health plans for you, your family, or your business. Farm Bureau agents are independent and authorized insurance producers of Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association.
We'll see considerable cloud cover and some breaks of sun in spots today with a slight chance of a shower developing with highs of 56. Winds will turn to the east at 5 to 15. We'll then drop back to 33 for a low tonight. I'm weather meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 52.
Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. It's November, and they are there for you. Lunchtime or in the evening at the Chicken Coop, downtown Kearney and Grand Island. Monday Night Football tonight. How about this one? The Steelers at the Broncos.
What makes it better? How about $2 you call? It's almost every drink in the house is $2 from kickoff to close during Monday Night Football at the Chicken Coop. You can catch all the games at the Coop, Husker games, college games, whatever it is you want to watch, the NFL Sunday ticket, and don't miss Monday night. Come in and try one of their great sandwiches like the prime rib, chicken fried steak, pulled pork, Philly steak sandwich. Chicken Coop sandwiches are outrageous, but the prices are not. Each sandwich comes with a great side like fries, potato salad, or coleslaw, just to name a few. And if you haven't tried their new taste sensation, how about the Chislicks? Melt in your mouth, tender sirloin tips, seared in your favorite wing sauce. Add your choice of side item, and these tasty steak tips will be an experience you'll think about all day. Not a bad seat in the house. Lunch specials every day. Great food and drink specials every night. HD televisions everywhere. It's the best place to watch sports in town. And, of course, $2 you call it from kickoff to close during Monday Night Football tonight at the Chicken Coop, downtown Kearney and Grand Island. Well, Daddy, we have so thus been asked to once again MC the Gold Banquet, the huge fundraiser for Kearney Catholic this year, which is always the Saturday before Thanksgiving. Well, there'd never been a Husker game. Well, now there is a Husker game, and now more bad news for the Gold folks. The Kansas State-Nebraska game has been set for a 6:45 p.m. kickoff. Yeah. So, yeah. It could be for the Big 12 North title. It's a big game, and that game will be on ESPN or ESPN2. They'll make that decision Sunday, but it'll be on one of the ESPN networks. Kansas State at Nebraska, November 21st, 6:45 p.m. for the home finale. This week's game at Kansas kicks off at 2:30. That also means that they're moving up the men's basketball game on the 21st. That will be at 1 o'clock against TCU, actually a game folks might want to watch. So you could catch, if you're going to Lincoln, a basketball, football doubleheader. Let's go to the Dent Popper inbox. We have got a bunch of them. Let's go to Ryan, who says, great Armed Forces weekend. Air Force wins and Notre Dame ends up on the poop deck. Even though they knew Navy would only fire a couple missiles, Nebraska has the worst offense I've ever seen and still managed to control their own destiny in the North. What a shame, because Nebraska has a championship-caliber defense. Thanks, Ryan. Joe says, seriously, what do we do in the offseason about this offense? Can we really blame it on the youth of the players? Watson compared it to our defense last year going through growing pains. This offense is a lot worse than growing pains. This offense is consistently unmovable. We can't count on our defense to hold our opponent to 3 points every week. Let's face it, if someone scores a touchdown on us, just one touchdown, we have a great chance of losing. Our defense usually doesn't create that many turnovers, and we can't count on every quarterback thinking O'Hanlon is on their team either. I don't have the answers, but I'm sure Watson doesn't either. Joe in Kearney. Oh, this just in. Baylor spanked Missouri this weekend. Seems like every time something happens, it just shows Baylor comes out, spanks Missouri. We lose to Iowa State. Iowa State the next week plays okay. Texas Tech is playing okay, even though they lost to A&M the way they did. Ken, your Irish fan, says, Big Daddy! Big Daddy! Big Daddy! Three Big Daddies! Come on, man! It's true, Zach didn't go down the field Saturday. He also didn't throw five interceptions throwing the ball down the field. What was he, 5 for 9 passing? If Nebraska's going to run the option offense, then Cody should be the man. Ask Zach to run option football is like entering a Model T Ford in the Indy 500. Irish Ken.
And not doing anything, you know, it's like I'm going to be a mentor. What's the first thing you do as a mentor? You give the kid meth. That's what our offense is like. You're not helping him. Play to the strengths of your quarterback, for God's sake.
This comes from D, who says, take a knee on first down so we don't have so far to go on second. 5 games to make any adjustment to this offense, and this is the result. But any win against the enemy Sooners is far out. Bring us the buffs. Red till dead. D in Kearney. And finally, Damian in Kearney says, would you guys please address the penalties in the Nebraska game? Most of them, in my opinion, seemed questionable. But 11 for 104 is just unbelievable. It's almost as if we lack discipline in that department. To me, it seems as though it's been an ongoing issue that no one seems to address. Damian and Kearney, was it that bad?
Yes. It was exactly that bad, Douglas. Hey, the trip guys send in, how bad is the Husker third-team quarterback? He's a bridesmaid of the quarterback that's getting the short end of the stick to the current signal caller, Keller at Carousel. Why didn't he get an attempt? I wonder what LaTravis is thinking at this point.
Let's take a break on the Doug and Daddy Show. We've got more coming your way. Fired off to the Dent Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Plus, we have to see how Daddy's picks did over the weekend. And we get to make fun of Friday's caller. Oh, man, 11 penalties for 104. Oklahoma 9 for 64. But we didn't get any unsportsmanlike personal fouls. Back after this!
You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
I can't believe they're still on the air!
Well, it's certainly not the first time we've heard that.
Here's some cold logic about hot water. When the whole family's showering in the morning, a regular tank water heater can't keep up. And when that pleasant stream of hot water runs out, a river of accusations and name-calling will follow. So why not get a Rinnai tankless water heater? It's Energy Star qualified, and you get all the hot water you need while saving up to 40% on your energy bill. Rinnai tankless water heaters. They make continuous hot water and a whole lot of sense. See them online at Rinnai.us.
You know that great feeling you get when you find money in an old jacket? That's how you'll feel when you go a little farther between fill-ups using BP gasoline with Invigorate. When used continuously, all three grades of BP gasoline with Invigorate help clean and protect dirty engine parts. And since a clean engine runs more efficiently, BP gasoline with Invigorate can help restore mileage lost to a dirty engine. To help your car get a few more miles per tank, try BP gasoline with Invigorate.
Whether it comes in a glass, on a plate, or in a bucket, Cunningham's Journal in the Loft has specials that year in and year out make them a favorite for Kearney area sports fans. College or pro, the TVs are always on, the crowd turned up, the food and snacks hot, and the beverages cold. Cunningham's Journal in the Loft, ready to roll through the fall and winter sports seasons. And when the game isn't on, the live entertainment is at Cunningham's Journal in the Loft, downtown Kearney.
Hi, folks. This is Darrell Waltrip, NASCAR champion and the proud owner of a geothermal heating and cooling system from Water Furnace. You know, I learned a long time ago that to be a winner, well, you got to have the best machine and the best team. That's why my new home is heated and cooled by Water Furnace Geothermal. It's clean, reliable, economical, and here's the best part. It's made in the USA. Now, in my book, that's a winning combination. So call your local Water Furnace dealer today.
We don't cut corners, Adelphi Heating and Air.
At ENT Physicians of Kearney, we put patients first. For more than a decade, Doctors Conley and Owen have provided unsurpassed care to adults and children with problems and diseases related to the ear, nose, and throat. To learn more about our practice and the services we provide, please visit our website at entphysiciansofkearney.com. Caring for our community one patient at a time, we're ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
We'll see considerable cloud cover and some breaks of sun in spots today with a slight chance of a shower developing with highs of 56. Winds will turn to the east at 5 to 15. We'll then drop back to 33 for a low tonight. I'm weather meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 52.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. You know what? Every once in a while, you just get a piece of email or a piece of information, kind of like when you get a football score and you go, well, that ain't right. That's got to be turned around. Big 12 players of the week have been announced. At any point this season, would you have thought that you would get this press release from the Big 12 Conference? The Big 12 Offensive Player of the Week is the quarterback from Baylor, except his name is Nick Florence. The Defensive Player of the Week is Matt O'Hanlon of the Huskers. And the Special Teams Player of the Week is from Texas A&M, picked to finish last in the Big 12 South, in Cyrus Gray. What is going on? Let's take a look at our picks for the week. Daddy, how'd you do?
Oh, college was just abysmal. I thought at 24-20, I believe that was the last Florida State Clemson score. Till later in the night, I saw they got beat down at the end. Kent State, six straight covers, zips, six straight losses, make it 6-1, make it 1-6 now, because 28-20, Akron defeats Kent State, Penn State, of course, ahead of them, and Ohio State bashes them down. 1-3 in college, 2-1 in the pros, so 3-4. 3-4.
But you were still a winner for the weekend because you lost on Saturday, so you doubled down on the 2-1 bets on Sunday. And
always win that way.
And for all of you that had the Detroit Lions yesterday, I'm sorry. My goodness, will we hear about that on the Scott Van Pelt show today? Just getting dominated. Detroit's up 17-0, and they're getting 11, and they don't cover.
Thanks, Matt Stafford, for doing absolutely everything you could to lose that game after you had a 17-0 lead. I'll guarantee you, Sean Watson, their offensive coordinator, they probably don't lose, but if they do, they sure the heck don't get covered. Wow, Seattle, somebody's dancing in the aisles on that one. Kansas City Chiefs have released troubled running back Larry Johnson, and it's official, Oregon has reinstated running back LeGarrette Blount. How did we do on the Bruce Furniture Pigskin Pick'em? Because it sounds like going away from a man, the Hawk, Dan Hawkins, by not picking him, and they win by one in just an amazing comeback that I cost myself the win this week. Terry, was that the guy that
Terry
on Friday? Thank goodness he already was a winner, a $25 gift certificate from Bruce Furniture, and also a prize pack that includes items from such places as Big O Tire, Fanatics, Ramada, Midway, and the Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill. How'd he do?
Terry, not so good. Hopefully he didn't place any bets this weekend. 3-7 for the weekend. He finished dead last. Tony, you continue your dominating picks here on Pigskin Pick'em. Tony wins 7-3. Doug, even at 5-5.
I thought I was 6-4. Okay, sorry. So I wouldn't. But you would have been 8-2, but you love Kevin Cosgrove.
Yeah, I cannot believe I took Minnesota. You know what? And I cannot believe the phone call we got at the end of the program from one of our two finalists that have qualified by beating us this year. James calls in and had the audacity to go, "Are you even trying, Big Daddy? Colorado and Kansas State, are you serious?" I will accept your apology later in the week, James. Thank you.
Bill in Ravenna fires off to the Dent Popper inbox. "About this time last year, we discovered that we were able to run the ball out of the shotgun better than traditional with Joe Gans, out of that traditional eye with Joe Gans. I believe this year we run and block better out of the eye. As for why we were able to run in the fourth quarter better than early in the game, it's simple, conditioning." Now, I don't know if Oklahoma was... Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. Their defense wasn't out there very much. Nebraska's was. Bill goes on to say, "Even the best conditioned athlete slows down a bit over a two-hour workout. The hole that was 2 feet wide for 1 second in the first becomes 3 feet wide for 1.5 seconds. Our offense seems too often to be trying to outsmart the opponent. This could be a holdover from the Callahan era, rather than out-executing the opponent. There's nothing exciting about running iso plays inside the ends and ending up third and four, but it beats fooling your own players as often as you fool the defense with all your changes in formations, blocking schemes, etc., and then ending up third and 15 because you can't execute without penalties and blown assignments. Plus, an iso game controls the inside backers, which opens the middle of the field for the tight ends, which are supposed to be very talented." I don't know if we would know that. "Also opens up the bootleg game, which we don't use nearly often enough. One thing Bill says that I remember from an old coach, it's not what you do that counts, it's how well you do what you do. The best example of this is Kansas State." Bill, excellent email. Thanks so much. And there's a couple times Nebraska had some open guys, and Zach, he was on his back. Couldn't even get to a two count.
Not a lot of time back there. Not a lot of time back there, so... Quarterback controversy will probably rage on all week.
Controversy? Why is it a controversy? What's controversial about it? Neither one of them are doing anything to spur the offense. Whether it's their fault or not their fault.
Right.
So where's the controversy?
Start Zach on Saturday?
I don't know what they'll do. It will depend what K-State or what Kansas gives his football team. I think you see Cody. But again, it just depends. If he was really asked out of the game, Oklahoma win gets us three defensive recruits, Tony. A defensive tackle, Jay Guy from Texas. Defensive end, Toby Okuyemi from Minnesota. And a corner, Josh Mitchell from California. So it already paying dividends.
Well, you look at who these people had offers. Michigan State, one of them. The other is most of the Big 12 schools. The other one is a lot of Pac-10 schools. So we're going up against big names and pulling in some recruits. So that's good news for the football team.
Congratulations to Adams Central going all the way out to Garing, getting the big win. They will play Saturday night at Aurora. What a matchup that should be. Aurora's closest game of the year, 19-9. That's the only game Adams Central has lost. Kickoff has been set for 6 o'clock in Aurora on Saturday. So, Adams Central fans, you better find a way to get over there and find your favorite spot to watch the Husker game and then head down to high school football. C&D will continue tomorrow. We'll get more into that with the state quarterfinals. Bob Jensen of Huskerland Prep Report. And Grand Island, great effort, boys. I'm sorry. I wish they would have won, losing 7-6 to Elkhorn. And, again, just a great,
great effort there. A couple of other things. The high school volleyball state tournament gets underway on Thursday. We've got complete coverage. Area matchups. Class B opening round is at Lincoln High. Northwest plays Gretna at 3:30. C1 is at Lincoln Northeast. Kearney Catholic plays Bennington at 6:30. Grand Island Central Catholic plays Wood River at 8:30. In C2 at Lincoln North Star, Sutton and Alma will play at 1:30. Sandy Creek and Tri-County will play at 3:30. In D1 at Lincoln East, Ansley and Meridian have the late game at 8:30, and in D2 at Lincoln Southwest, Clay Center will play Mullen, and that game is at 3:30. Responsible for one of the greatest Olympic upsets of all time, Rulon Gardner, however you want to say it, has been chosen as one of four inductees into the National Wrestling Hall of Fame for 2010.
Awesome. Good for him.
Tri-City Storm, not so awesome this weekend. Two tough losses. They fell 2-1. Sioux Falls, which is an outstanding team, right?
Yeah, they're one of the best in the league between them and Omaha, I think.
The tough one was at Des Moines Saturday, where Des Moines didn't score in the first two periods. But then in the third, it'd be like going to Troutman's, only I don't think you've ever done this many whacks. It was goal, 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 goal. Five third period goals to beat the Storm 5-3. So now the Storm come back home to take
on our goalie
Wednesday military night against Omaha. So that's what's going on there. Nebraska volleyball, they go to Iowa State and get the sweep. UNK volleyball hosted the RMAC tournament starting Thursday. They'll play Western New Mexico at 7:30. Hastings volleyball team knocked out. Hastings basketball team, women, beat the number 3 team in the country, who then beats number 1 Morningside. Crazy week. We'll get to more tomorrow. Bob Jensen, special Husker guest, and Bo Pelini's press conference. Want to thank our guest today, Merck and Morris, for joining us. But it was, of course, Grant Mollering filling in for the coach.
Hey, we'll see you tomorrow. Doug and Daddy Show, 1460, 1550.
Corb Walker Mowers in Minden is your Walker Mower dealer.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over!